Hello, my lovelies. I'm Jay Aquenenside, and welcome to Aries season. These are going to be your Aries season messages. Now, as I've started to do the last few seasons, I do have a quote from an Aries native, Robert Downey Jr. His birthday's on the 4th of April, I think. And the quote that I have from him this season is, "I think that we all do heroic things, but hero is not a noun, it's a verb." Now, a lot of these quotes that I pick them months in advance. I think this one I picked maybe Capricorn Aquarius season, I don't remember. But having done the Aries season as I record this intro, that is very applicable. You will see it in the Aries reading. There's two things I want to cover in this very, very quick intro. Firstly, if you're watching this at the beginning of Aries season, please know that I opened my calendar for 9 days. This was requested. This was not something that I expected to do. I did record a short video just explaining this. Hopefully you've seen that by now, but it's only open for 9 days in between the two eclipses. So I think the first date is the 26th of March until the 5th of April. So I've opened those 9 days. It is. Two of the days are already fully booked. So you can book with me. There'll be details in the description of how you can do that. Now, secondly, I want to explain about the oracle cards. The first card that I pull, which is from a series of oracle decks called the Seasons of the Witch. This one is the Imbolc Oracle, and I think I've explained about this on Discord as well. It's not the kind of deck that I'm usually drawn to. If you know me, if you see the decks that I use, there's a number of reasons for it. It's not the deck I'm drawn to. So this was a very significant deck, the way that it came into my life. And the reason I'm using it is, even though we've come out of Imbolc now, we are entering Ostara, I think it's the 21st of March, or it's basically the equinox, right? The spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. A new season starts. But I wanted to pull this to show this is what we're bringing into this season. Now, the second card that I pull is from the Sacred Destiny Oracle, and that's the North Node is in Aries. So there's a lot around Sacred Destinies and stuff that are coming up. And then the final card, as I always do for fire seasons, is an animal spirit card. And this is the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit. I'm very excited for this season. Hopefully by the time you are watching this, I will have recorded and posted the Aries season cheat sheet, as I did for Pisces season. There'll be links to everything in the description, how to book, where you can find the Aries cheat sheet. All of that will be there, or check out my website. I do update my website with everything. I think that's about all that I have to share in this intro. I want to say I love you guys very much. Settle in. Let's get on with the reading. Pisces. Hello, Pisces. Okay, right. I'm done on the screen. Bloody hell, that was a quick shuffle. For you guys, it was a quick shuffle. I find this interesting because we have Imbolc from the... No, we don't have Imbolc. We have Groundhog from Imbolc coming up for you guys. There we go. If I could spit it out. And this deck, as you heard me say in the intro, it's a bit of a different deck. And it's for the season that we just come in from your season. So how did you guys go? How was your season for you? I loved Pisces season, but I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of glad it's Aries season now. It was one for the history books, this Pisces season. I know a lot of people that feel that way. Be interested to know how you guys took it, seeing as you are watching Pisces, it's your season. What it says on the... Oh, sorry. So if I could speak, I've got a million things coming in about your reading immediately. This card is about... It's going to be very personal for you guys, what you went through in your season. So I didn't realize that until I got to your reading. I thought, oh my God, this is literally Pisces season, what Pisces went through in their season around themselves. Profound card then. So we've got Groundhog, and it says, wake up, dear one, from the slumber you find a comfort in. The truth is seeking those ready to acknowledge it. The truth is seeking those ready to acknowledge it. Now, the key words for this are alertness, waking up, truth seeking. And it says, Groundhog's instantly bring to mind Groundhog's Day, which occurs right around Imbolc. The legend states that if a groundhog sees its shadow after coming out of its underground cave, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. But if there is no shadow, then spring will come early. This card suggests a feeling of being blindsided, such as when you experience an unexpected betrayal, when in truth the threat has been in front of you all along. Perhaps you've chosen not to see it, or your attention is trained on something else. Either way, the truth is coming to light now. You can choose to continue to hide from it, to hide from what is in front of you, therefore facing delayed pain and heartache, or you can face it, heal, and move on to a much healthier and jovial time. If you have not faced anything unusual recently, this card advises you to be mindful of potential dangers. Stay alert and notice any subtle changes, especially in the behavior of those around you. There may be time to solve a problem before it actually becomes one. Now, the interesting thing is, though, this is about your season and what you guys went through in your season. So it's going to be around you. And that's the whole kind of blind spot part of this, right? So what did you wake up to? What did you read? I mean, there were so many, so it may not just be one thing. Did you open up to miracles occurring now? Because the Sacred Destiny Oracle card that comes up is miracles, and it's a double rainbow. I love rainbows. So it's a double rainbow that comes up. And this is what it says. Double rainbow. After the storm, the rainbow appears. No matter where we are, the instant a rainbow splashes across the sky, we usually stop and stand in awe. Some say that rainbows are messages from the Creator. Others say that they are a part of the electromagnetic spectrum phenomenon. But no matter the explanation for their existence, we don't have to justify their existence, right? Rainbows have struck awe in the hearts and souls of many through time. Many traditions believe that rainbows are blessings from the Creator. A double rainbow is double the blessings. Sacred Landscape wants you to know. The storms of the past are passing and your dreams are coming true, which is massive. Knight of Cups. So have a dream, right? Dare to dream. It'll come true. If you don't have a dream, how can it come true? No matter what's happened in the past, your future holds abounding miracles. Good fortune, celestial beauty, and inner divinity are expanding within you. Believe that your life is guided. Trust in the goodness of the universe. A celestial bridge to the heavens is opening for you. Start a health program, invest in your career, or initiate a relationship, and good fortune will manifest. Blessings are flowing in all directions. Believe that you deserve the best, because you do. Bounty, joy, blessings, and miracles are flowing your way. One of the things that happened to me, and I shared about this, I was very open about it, which, you know, under normal circumstances, I don't know if I would have been. It just feels like the right time to share more, connect more with people. And I shared about my own relationship with divine energy and the changes that happened with me around that. That was all Pisces. So I'm very excited and very interested to know how you experienced your season, what changed within you, right? And, you know, if you think about it, I was experiencing it as an Aquarius sun, that's my second house is Pisces, or as a Sagittarius, which then Pisces is my third or fourth house, depending Placidus or whole sign. So a lot went on there, but what became apparent for you? Let's have a look at Raccoon, what it says. Raccoon is talented, shadowy, in hiding. Now, do you see a kind of groundhog? I wonder if there'd been a groundhog in this deck, if that had come up, because that's kind of, you know, the whole seeing your shadow thing, being in hiding, the groundhog coming out, like this all, they feel so tied together. But let's see where this card takes it, because it's going to be about you now, this energy. Raccoon energy is at play within all artists to greater or less degrees. At best, it indicates talent, tenacity, and skillfulness with a particular musical instrument or creative tool or dream, right? Its shadow side points to an unresolved issue around self-image and success. Sometimes using a stage name or wearing a mask works in an artist's favor. Other times it limits creativity. Am I who my audience thinks I am? What if I'm ready to grow into something more? Raccoon energy won't let you off the hook until this creative ego fear is resolved. And we see that very clearly in your cards. Queen of Wands, Devil. Like that is exactly that bit. I'll say that bit again, right? Am I who my audience thinks I am? What if I'm ready to grow into something more? Raccoon energy won't let us off the hook until this creative ego fear is resolved. Creative ego fear. Got that there. Look how it's resolved. Beautiful. When in balance, generous friend, exceptional artist, run out of balance, competitive, starving artist. To bring into balance, make new work. And if you think about it from a Pisces, but there really is no competition. Like, who are we trying to, we're all one. So we're not competing against anyone. And it's not never a zero sum game. There's no such thing as a zero sum game for Pisces, right? So there's no competing. There's no starving artists. If it exists, I can have it, right? It's that kind of a feeling. I think that's your message, actually, if I'm completely honest, that last bit. If it exists, I can have it. If it doesn't exist, I can create it and then I can have it, right? Do you know what I mean? I mean, Seven of Pentacles as well there. It's interesting to me. Well, fives keep coming up. So let me tell you that. You're the last reading. You benefit from the knowledge of all the rest of them. Agents of Chaos keep coming up. And because of you, because of your season, that is, it's chaos. And we can only have order out of chaos. But you've got two sevens that come up for you as well, which is Seven of Wands and the Seven of Pentacles. Seven for me is a Piscean, it's a Neptunian number. So when we ask, you know, is it worth it or what is worth it? We're asking our higher selves. We've already had 1 to 6 in the physical realm working on things, you know, there. Sevens when we kind of look up at the heavens and say, okay, so, you know, what do I need to do? It's very kind of analytical, but not in a kind of logical way, more in a kind of higher self way. Which direction do I take this? How do I do this? Right. You know, it's weird. Not even 12 minutes in, and I feel like that's your reading. I could stop right there. I'm not going to stop right there, don't worry. You can't make that shit up with Groundhog and Raccoon, right? So in the past we've got Queen of Wands. Like, first thing I want to say to you around this, and I think Virgo got a message like this a couple of months ago. Queen of Wands coming up in the past means like you have been dynamic. You've come out more. You've shown different sides of yourself. You've been trying to create different things. And maybe you've been good. I don't know what it is that you do. She is creative, right? She knows what she wants and she knows how to get it. But she's all about using all of her own talents to go and get the thing. Now, if we have a limited view of what our talents are, then we have a limited, we've got limited moves that we can make. So I want to say this, as much as you've done, as much as you're aware of about yourself, as much as, you know, you're capable of now, as much as you've come out, whatever this Queen of Wands represents for you, she's dynamic, she's Aries energy, right? And I'd say in the last year, think about what you've done in the last year. It could be the last 6 months since the full moon in Aries that happened in Libra season. But I'm going to say the last year since last Aries season, like, who have you been becoming? Who have you been reborn as now, like since your own season? Last week, last month, last year, it doesn't matter with that Queen of Wands. Because as much as you've achieved, as much as you've done, as much as you've recognized, as much as you've been willing to do around all of this, the devil coming in here says, hold on 1 second, there is more to you. I'm going to get a clarifier for this Queen of Wands. What you give is what you get. It's a Six of Pentacles. You know, I could do this all day. So this is like enjoying doing what you enjoy. Like, oh, I like this. I like working out. I like writing those books. I like wearing that red dress to work, you know, whatever it is. So you've been focused on giving what you enjoy giving. So I really love this energy in the past. I don't know what you've been up to. Don't know what you've been doing. Don't know how you've been working with that Saturn energy. This is amazing. This could have been the work of a lifetime. This could be just the last year. It could be last month. I don't know, right? You know what it means for you. But this is amazing energy. Like giving your energy and doing things that you love to do. Which in some ways makes this devil more difficult. It means you may not see this devil. It may be, hey, nah, this isn't me. I'm in a good place around all of this. We shall see. because you've got the Five of Swords here and you've got the Seven of Wands. Five of Swords is, I mean, this is defensive energy, Seven of Wands. And the Five of Swords is, you know, there's a question actually in all three of these. I just realized that. Because in the Five of Swords, we can question sometimes, you know, is it a battle worth fighting? I don't know if it would be that, because the Seven of Wands very clearly answers that. It's what do I stand for? So the Five of Swords is blind ambition. It's a blow to the ego. So you've developed an ego. And I don't mean that in a kind of... Hold on 1 second. It's my phone ringing. Sorry about that, Pisces. My phone never rings. I used to have it on silent for years and years and years. And I only turned it off silent like when my friends... when their father, part of, like, you know, if but they need me and stuff. So I took it off silent just for them. No one ever calls me, and that was my uncle that was calling me. So sorry about the interruption there. Right, what was I saying? The ego. I don't mean that as in, oh, you're so egotistical. That's very different. This is about something about developing an identity around this Queen of Wands. I mean, she is Aries, right? So it's developing an identity, and it's very grounded, very much from a place of, you know, doing this balances me. Giving the, I mean, it's the card of charity. The sun just came out as well. This is the card of charity. And but there's no shame or pride associated with it. It's about, it's the Captain, I could do this all day. That's why I call it the Captain America card. I could do this all day. Because you love to do this and it feels good to you. Like you recognize yourself within that. Within the doing of that. And in a sense, you know, I would say to Taurus, but Pisces gets to experience each season twice as well, because you've already just experienced a first house transit, which is associated with Aries, who you are. And now Aries is asking you to do that, but in terms of what you value, because it's your second house. So if this is a blow to the ego, right, it then becomes, with the devil sat underneath it, not so much about that you, some of you may have, but that you've actually experienced a blow to the ego. That would be the Tower. But you may be thinking, I don't know if I want to do that, because it would be a blow to the ego, right? I don't know if I stand for that. But let's not kind of get it twisted. This is all about who you are, what it says about who you've become. That's what the kind of question mark is around this. But I'm telling you straight out of the gate with all of this, that there's more to you, and you kind of know, especially with that Miracles card coming up. This card keeps coming up, Ten of Wands. And that's part of the Pisces message. I mean, your season may be over, but we've got Venus going through there. We've got Mars that's entered and going to be conjuncting Saturn at some point as well. So, you know, there's still a lot of Pisces energy about. So we're releasing and letting go of things. And this is maybe the pressures and burdens and responsibilities that you put on yourself in how you show up, in how you communicate, in the conflicts that you engage in, or why you engage with it. I do want to say this. The Five of Swords is a selfish card, right? It's the card of being selfish. Whether we are literally being selfish, or whether we judge ourselves for being selfish, or think others may think we're selfish. And selfish is a much maligned word. Sometimes we are selfish, right? It say, for example, I'm trying to think of an example here. If I was responsible for a community kind of endeavor, right? So the community football club would do that, right? So everyone, no matter what age, can get together and come and play football there and do whatever. Now, if I'm in charge of that, like, you know, the community football club, and that's my identity now, I've made it into, oh my God, I'm in charge of this. I'd have to make decisions and choices which uphold the identity that I've taken on. So what does that mean? It means I'm there in the capacity to run the football club. So the decisions I make are, for number one priority, what is best for the football club. That's what my decisions are, because my identity is that. But sometimes, like, you know, if I'm doing it and I'm loving what I'm doing it, maybe I might have slipped into making decisions because, I mean, you know, this is what feels good to me, this is what I enjoy doing. I start making decisions. Sorry, I'm keep hitting the mic here. I start to make decisions which aren't necessarily for the football club first. They're for me. You know, oh God, I don't know if I want to do that on Thursdays. Let's do that on Fridays because Friday's more convenient for me. And we don't always see that. We don't always see how that is actually being quite selfish. Like that, yes, as, you know, on a spiritual level, on a personal level, right? I must put my own needs first. Like I have to put my own needs first. But that's the core identity does that. And we don't even have like a total core identity. Our core identity is that we're a spiritual being. But as a physical being on earth, we played many different roles. There's an if then. Not every situation is it plausible or right for us to do that. It must be like, which master do you serve is the question I always ask. Now, the reason I'm saying that, I'm not trying to put you down or say that you're doing anything wrong, Pisces, but if we do that, you know, if I'm in that situation with running this football club or whatever it is, I don't know where the hell that came from, but if that's the case and I'm doing that and I'm making decisions that now suit me, you know, Fridays work better for me, not Thursdays. And we'll make sure that there is a speech at the beginning of the it delays it. It wastes people's time. And if I'm completely honest, the only reason I'm doing it is so that everyone knows what my identity is. Right. We don't always see that. That's not always done for the worst. I mean, that's always done for a really bad reason. It's just we slip into that, happens by increments. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because the Seven of Wands comes up with this. Seven of Wands is what do you stand for as that role that you've been playing? So remember, if it's like as a mother or a parent, right, then you're there as a parent. Like, what is best for this role that I'm taking on? If you're there as an artist, right, what serves the artistry? Not serves my fears, not serves, you know, whatever, but what serves that? That is a really, really important, because like, that's what lurks in the shadows. And there's something about serving this Queen of Wands, but being aware of how we're kind of holding ourselves back now, or we're focused on a more material kind of expression of this, maybe because we think that's all that's possible. But just ask yourself that question. Like, what do I stand for? And who's answering that? If you've talked to me, if you've been around on Discord, you know, some people just hop on and read the comments and don't interact. If you've known me for any amount of time, you know that this is something that I've had to check within myself. That I've had to really understand. I mean, I've done J Aquarian Insight, you know, and Aquarian Insight is 100% me, 100% Jay. But Jay is not 100% Aquarian Insight. And it's been really useful for me to recognize, you know, what roles I play where and which parts of me show up in which areas. And it feels like you've got a dynamic like that going on, whether it's, you know, relationship, family, business, whatever it is, hobby. Be aware of that. Five of Swords, it's blind ambition. It's doing whatever it takes to get what you want, right? And think about that. If someone wants to be a great community leader in that sense, then doing whatever it takes to get what you want, you must ask, what do I want? It's what's best for the community. Whereas if the answer to that is something like, you know, what do I have to do here? Something that is to my convenience, to my personal convenience, right? There's something very tricky here, and I don't think it's as easy to pass out, but it is worth asking yourself, because the Ten of Wands is responsibilities, but it may be that we're taking on too many, or we're not seeing the wood for the trees in some kind of aspect there that comes up. So the Seven of Wands is very clarifying there. Seven of Wands is, what do I stand for? I need to know, what do I stand for as this person that I've become and the role that I've been playing? Because I can face anything if I'm clear on why I'm here, why I'm standing here. I can face anything. I hope that makes sense. It's very interesting how that comes in. Again, it's something that you went through in your season. It's a recognition of something. the Four of Shields, which is the Four of Pentacles. Exactly this, right? So how do I want to put this? I kind of feel like so a lot's been overcome. A lot's been like very dynamic energy has kind of come in. Preparing to do lots. Maybe you've come up with plans, ideas, or something that's come up. But there's more to you. There's more to all of this. You stand for more. You can do more. You can face more. And the Four of Pentacles says that. Four of Pentacles is nothing ventured, nothing gained. So is it enough to just stand for something, or is it time to start moving forward now? I think there's an expansive aspect to this, which is maybe I'll tell you when this kind of comes up in people's lives, or when it's come up in my life, I can give you an example, is when you've set a goal, you've achieved the goal. And then you're like, oh, look, you know, I've done it, or, you know, what I wanted to do, I've done. But it's like, all right, but there's more to you now, right? That the person that by achieving that goal, you've now become someone else. So what does that person now want? Five of Swords, Ten of Wands, right? So that's burdens, commitments. Seven of Wands, what is it that you stand for? What is worth defending? What is worth fighting for? But this, again, what's the limitation? And I get it, the planet of limitations is in your sign, Saturn, but it's kind of showing you, I think, you might think, oh, I don't stand for anything. Or, you know, I'm just free flowing. I'm just like love and light, hippie Pisces, right? And it's like, no, there's something. Like, you wouldn't be carrying that much of a burden. You wouldn't be, you know, that whole thing I've been talking about in the Aries cheat sheet, justifying. You wouldn't be, there wouldn't be a need a justification for this. It wouldn't need those kind of strict boundaries and, oh, I can do this, but I can't do that. And I can't, there's something there. And it's almost like, you know, a slippery bar of slope. The more I'm trying to grab it, the more it's slipping out of my hands. So I'm going to leave that there. You're coming in with this. So you'll know whatever that is for yourself. This is Groundhog. What you're focused on, Seven of Pentacles. The, you know, what is worth my time and effort? What is worth my time and effort? But who is answering that? Again, I'm going to give the example. If I answer like what is worth my time and effort as Aquarian Insight, then the answer to that is going to be related to, right, do I do seasons or not seasons? Do I do weeklies or not weeklies? Do I do talks? Do I not do talks? If it's, I don't know, like, you know, the J sat, me sat in the bank talking to a financial advisor and the question comes out, like, what is worth your time and effort? Then under that, the criteria is going to be, well, how much money came in last month? How much money am I earning? Well, okay, well, that doesn't earn me any money, so I'm not going to do that. Do you see what I mean? Like, who is answering the question? What master do you serve in that situation? Because that will allow you to see what details are needed for this. It's really important because that is the core point of this. It will also show you your talents in a certain area because these are questions to be answered. You've already answered the what do you stand for, but there's some security or a comfort zone that's coming up there. So it's asking you to look at the details of it. Look at the results of what you've done. Now, some things are non-negotiable. I totally get that. But it's the Queen of Wands that's coming up there, not the Queen of Pentacles that came up in the past, or even the Queen of Swords or someone else, right? It's the Queen of Wands. This is what you've done, who you've become, how you show up, how you lead by example. You know, what is it that you want? How do I match my goals? How do I go for things? What motivates me? What inspires me? And how do I act on it? All of this is coming up. But it's time to just check in and see, have you become someone else? Is that person now running your whole life? Like, you know, so just the easiest example, because you can see it, is if the Queen of Wands is Aquarian Insight for me, right? The Queen of Wands is Aquarian Insight. And I have done this in the past, like this years ago. The first 3 years of doing videos is how I was. Five of Swords is, you know, blind ambition. And if it's to be the best tarot reader, then I'm just like perfecting and practicing tarot and doing that all the time, and it becomes a burden on me. Like, and what do I stand for as Aquarian insight? Then there's that spirituality, whatever, truth, or whatever. But the Four of Pentacles, if it came up for that, would be, hang on a second, there's more that you can do. Now, I might try to develop that more in the field of Aquarian insight, but the Devil says, this, are you comfortable there, right? That, Jay, why are you focusing so much on Aquarian insight? You know, I think here with the Seven of Pentacles, this is the whole of your life. You're not just one thing. You're not just the Queen of Wands or this, whoever you've developed. And so in that sense, then it might be looking at my bank balance, looking at my relationship with my family, looking at my dating life, looking at my physical body. Like, what are the results of my life? I can still be the queen, I can still be Aquarian insight, but what else is going on in my life? Do I have a level of stability there now that I can focus on other things? And I had to make that decision, if you guys were around, like 3 or 4 years in. I hadn't taken a day off for so many years, right? So there was that. Yeah, I knew this was going to come up. The world. It's the end of how you do something. It's the end of the beginning. I'm going to say that. Here's that Seven of Wands again. What you stand for now is not what you stood for before. I'm going to say that. Six of Cauldrons and Six of Cups with the Two of Pentacles. Six of Cups is having made peace with the past, right? But which past? There's a lot of blurring of the lines here, which I know is inevitable, right? When we're talking to anyone that's like doing Pisces, Pisces energy, there's a lot of blurring of the lines. But with the Six of Cups and the Two of Pentacles, this might be juggling two responsibilities. This might be juggling more than one commitment. It is most definitely about having made peace with the past, but that was necessary for that cycle. You know, I think a lot of the times, just because we're going to leave an ex, or we're going to leave an old job, or we're going to stop doing something, it can be very easy to start, kind of, I don't want to say slandering it, but just being a shit about it. Oh, that's awful. I've seen a lot of people that, you know, when they leave, like doing tarot or astrology, their first instinct is to go and like shit all over tarot and astrology. Because I had a conversation with someone about this a couple of weeks ago, where I was like, I don't get it. Like, if you find something better, or, you know, your life has changed, why do you need to shit on the other thing? Or, like, you know, for example, if you were religious and then you just suddenly think, I'm not religious anymore, why would you need to go shit on that religion? Why would you not just say, this is where I was, this is who I was, this is what it gave me, and through that, you know, I'm grateful for whatever it did. And I tell you who did do it this way, in the lovely way of, you know, it was right for who I was right then, but it's not for who I am right. It was what's his name, Adam Ellenbass. I haven't watched him for a while, but he did it wonderfully, you know, when he went back to being called Adam, not instead of Ashuta Bhava and stuff, and how he shared about his transition. I loved that. I thought that was amazing. That's the beautiful way to do it. Or the other is like with hate, and because what you're actually doing is, it shows someone who's unable to forgive themselves, who judges themselves for what they did. So if, you know, if tomorrow I decide tarot isn't for me, and I start making content and videos about how tarot is ridiculous and people who believe in the tarot are this, what I'm actually showing is my self-loathing, that I can't forgive myself or judge myself for having been that person. With the Six of Cups there, you haven't made peace with that. So I will say that I love that comes up. You're able to straddle more than one personality. So if you were working on one identity, you're able to straddle more than one now. But your way of doing things, one way has ended. But you may still feel comfortable there, which is why you haven't moved forward. And I say that because of the Devil. Remember, with the Devil, it's the lovers that abound. So that means that that's when we've reached a level of love or comfort, or, you know, relationship with the material world. That's what the Devil shows. We're tempted to be a certain person, but you can't stop there. And this is where we try to keep it at that level. And anything that stops growing, it kind of festers, right? And rots and becomes toxic. That's what this shows. So if the beginning of this season reveals that to you, like, be mindful. Yeah, Eight of Cups. Love it. Ace of Cups and the Five of Wands. So I do get that sense. I think that's a really good example of, this isn't for me anymore. I'm not this anymore. But we don't need to demonize it. We do not need to demonize it. I remember that the one of my last exes, like relationship when it ended, and my, you know what friends do? They're the best friends ever, and they come in and they're like, "Oh, he's such an asshole," or, "He doesn't know what he's missing out on," or, "It's his loss," and they're trying to make you feel better. And I said to him, "I'm like, you don't need to do that. It's fine, right? That I don't hate my ex for what he did, and I don't think he's wrong or bad for what happened. He was something that he did for himself, not to me. And so we don't need to demonize things. Just, in a way, kind of like cement and again justify, right? Justify why we no longer want to do it. Too often I've heard that. Too often I've said things like that as well myself. But we don't need to. That justification that I talked about in the Aries cheat sheet, it's not just about justifying who we are or what we want to do or how we feel, which is, I learned that lesson from you guys, Pisces, but also in why we want to stay, why we want to go. Even if you want to remain with the devil, if you want to remain whatever it reveals, that sometimes it can be a toxic relationship, and you've got everyone around you saying, "I'd never put up with that." You don't need to justify that. You don't need to justify that. Because sometimes we're just not ready to close the door, but we trust that we will be. We trust that we will be at some point. Now, with the Eight of Cups coming up here, this is that awareness of what doesn't matter to us, right? What doesn't matter to us, that's the Eight of Cups. And I'm going to give the example just because it's coming up with the devil. This might be that, say, you used to enjoy like a glass of wine or something, right? You enjoy it and it's lovely and you get to savor this. I mean, there's this wonderful cider that I discovered. And I'm not a big drinker. And when I do, I actually enjoy like, a cider or something like that, just something that I enjoy. And it's really nice. Now, it would be that when I take a sip of it and think, "Oh, this is so smooth and well-rounded and lovely," right? But when you stop enjoying it, but you still feel like you're doing it, that's addictive. When you find yourself like feeling, "I'm drinking this cider, but I'm not even enjoying it. There's something else going on." Like, is it part of a bad habit? Is it now I'm addicted to that? To get, I'm not, I can't imagine how much cider I'd have to drink, but I'm drunk. I enjoy getting drunk. Like, there's something around this. Something that used to bring you to life and it doesn't anymore. Now, I'm going to be very clear with you here. You've got the Five of Wands. So the solution to this is not just changing up what you do and what you don't do. Remember the devil, the only chains that hold us back are the ones that we allow to hold us back. So the Five of Wands, and I kind of said this to Aquarius as well. If you want to be seen in a certain, if you want to be seen more, then you have to show more. So this is changing up your moves, challenging yourself to show up in a bigger way. And you got the Ace of Cups. So it's a different way of dealing with your emotions that come up around this. You got the Seven of Wands twice. So that's a big theme for you. Like, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? What is my own personal why? For why I am this person, for why I'm doing this. And the answer to that comes from your own cup. And when you know what's in your own cup, then you challenge yourself to show up in bigger ways. You do not give your attention to things that don't matter to you. And I love this progression here. We got the Eight of Cups, which goes to the Nine of Cups. The Eight of Cups is, nah, that I'm settling for that. I don't want this. It's not doing it for me. The Nine of Cups is looking at things from what we appreciate about them. This is what I'm grateful for. This is where I'm abundant. This is where my heart fills up. Sometimes we can get stuck doing things because we're good at them, instead of looking at, do I actually enjoy this? I mean, this is an upgrade. No matter what it is, no matter which way you see it, hopefully you haven't taken this reading as a kind of put down because it's an upgrade. It is an upgrade, and I get it. I'm a lot of fixed energy in my chart. Oh God, let's pick this up. I have a lot of fixed energy in my chart, and I don't find change very easy sometimes. Let me just get, even if it's like a new computer or a new phone or something like new and it's wonderful, and it's like, oh God, now I'm gonna have to set it up the way that I like to do it. So, change can be difficult sometimes. That's the Nine of Pentacles. Wow, Nine of Cups. Nine of Cups is a Pisces card. It's Jupiter and Pisces. So it's all of that wonderful Pisces. It's an expansion of that. The Jupiter part is the expansion. Now, if you've got Nine of Cups, which is what is your heart's desire, remember the Nine of Cups is both the card. I mean, when you read reversals, right? And I don't, because I think the card itself gives you the option. I don't like to lock people in, especially in general readings. You no need to lock someone in, right? And if that comes upside down, Nine of Cups, that is greed. That is greed. If it comes up near the devil, that is like alcoholism, wanting to feel good all the time, overindulging, it's all of those things. I like to do it that way because I think there's always an element of that in the mix. That's there's always something to be aware of. I think that it's those questions that Raccoon asks, who does my audience think I am? Or how am I showing up? Am I that person? And if you're wishing for something, if you want something, and it is important to have a dream. Remember, it talked about miracles and dreams coming true. But we go big with the miracle. And the King of Wands is the more we wish for, the more we show up. Now, the Queen of Wands, the queens are all very, they initiate, it's very internal energy. This is, I know what I want, so I know what to do. But the King of Wands is more socially responsible. There's more people involved. This goes less from, going back to that football community club, she wants to do it because it's important to her, the Queen of Wands. She sees too many kids, like, on street corners or people, no one do, overweight, no one's healthy. And it's like, we could do this, it'd be fun for the community. And then we can all get together and it will support local businesses. Like, that's the Queen of Wands. In herself, it's from a selfish, in a way, and I don't mean selfish, but very kind of, it matters to her on a personal level. Which might get called selfish, but it's not. It's where that's the birth of the inspiration. But now the King of Wands, he's going to show up, he's going to make moves, he's going to come up with this stuff, but he's socially responsible. He does it as an example to everyone. So he understands that if I'm unleash, if I want, people to support the local snacks vendor or whatever, I'm going to go buy snacks from them first, like in front of everyone. Like, I'll do that for the community. Do you see what the difference? Because the kings are always socially responsible. He will be more of the example that he's setting of the heart's desire. She's more about doing it, like the internally, why this matters to me. Let me put up a process to try to go for this. And the Nine of Pentacles, though, is the big fish in a small pond. No doubt there is one area of your life, whatever it is, you are good at it. You have also outgrown it. And the thing is, when we outgrow it, I mean, the example I always use is a pair of shoes, right? You can wear that pair of shoes, might be the most amazing, comfortable pair of shoes ever, but start, trying to squeeze your feet into, like, feet into those shoes when you're outgrowing them, right? You're gonna start hating those shoes because they will pinch and they will wreck your feet. Or if, they've got holes in them, like, they're just not working now for you. It's going to be very uncomfortable when it rains and all of that kind of stuff. And this is part of this. It may not have already started to do that, although I think for some of you it will do beginning of this season. There's something. It comes down to what you're grateful for, what you wish, what is it that you desire, what fills your heart, because that's what you'll have to share. But you'll have to come out of your comfort zone to do it. You've got two comfort zone cards. This is, I don't have enough. So the story always used to be, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough resources, I don't have whatever to share. But here with the Nine of Pentacles, it's the owner, the owning that I've gotten too comfortable doing that. That there's a whole world to explore outside of this. There's more people to show up for, a greater role that I can take in this. But I've gotten comfortable doing that because to some extent, my wish or dream has come true, but I need to act on it more. And this is due to something you've already achieved. I get that sense for a lot of you. So what is the, What is the advice? It's the Knight of Cups, which is follow your dream. Follow that cup, Ace of Cups. What is in your cup? How do you feel? That's what's going to lead the way. I love this. Playful. I mean, Page of Wands and Knight of Cups. This is inspiration. This is creativity. This is, but it's playful. It's, I think we are the most creative when we're playing. Like, you know, oh, I could do this when it's not that serious. Three of Wands, which is Sun in Aries as a card. Expectations must be based on the actions that we take. You're ready to take some new actions, Pisces, believe it or not. I mean, when Mars comes into your sign, absolutely that as well. Six of Wands, look at all this fire coming up. It's time to be seen. Queen of Wands, King of Wands, Six of Wands. Those are leading by example. That's not telling people what to do. It's embodying it. What do your actions say? Now, because it's the King of Wands as well, that like he's socially responsible. What he does, he's saying to everyone, you can also do this. So I'm going to give you an example here. If you're very talented, let's just use one example because of Raccoon. If you're very talented and you enjoy other people's talents, but you don't show your own, you hide what your talents are, then the message that you're really sending out to the world, the example that you're setting, is that people should hide their talents. You wouldn't, don't believe that. You don't want that. You wouldn't be able to enjoy other people's. That Miracles card, it feels like, it's just like on the other side of a door is this blessing or this opportunity or this, you know, this dream or this wish or something, like a something. But it's nice in that room. I like this room. It's cozy. It's wonderful. I created it the way that I want it to be. So I like it here. And so why wouldn't you open the door? And that, you won't open the door because you're comfortable in that room. But you won't always be comfortable in that room. I hope this makes sense because it's, you know, you and Sagittarius are the ones that had kind of tricky kind of ones. And I think both of you got the Ten of Wands like this. I think Sagittarius did as well. Because we can overwhelm ourselves with too much stuff. And I think Sag, I mean, bloody Jupiter rules both you and Sagittarius. So it makes sense. And so there's this kind of thing of like taking too much into consideration with the whole thing. Like, ask yourself that question. What if everyone in the world did what I do? Now, the other part of that is that we will tend to focus on things like, oh, I'm always nice to everyone. But do you feel nice? Do you convey them honestly? Like, say you're always nice to everyone. Why are you doing that? Seven of Wands, right? What do I stand for? What is my why for why I'm doing this? Because when we say that, you know, the example to everyone, it's the example of your why. What if everyone, if they had that why, that they would act in the same way? That's what we're saying. Or then I have to act in the same way. I think people's whys can be, you know, if the community matters to me, I might go start that football club. If the community matters to you, you might decide to clean the pavement outside your house. That, hey, at least this part of the street is clean for whatever. So we all act on it in a different way. But we act on it. So if the community matters to us, but we don't do anything about it, then the energy that we're sending out into the world or the example that we're setting is that you should not act on things that matter to you. This is a massive reading, Pisces. I'll say that. And this is like, if you want to call it a leveling up, a promotion, more, right? Bigger dreams, bigger wishes, creativity, trying different things, seeing results coming in from different directions, holding your head up high, being proud of who you are, showing the world who you are, being the leader that or the hero that everyone needs, right? But it's in the doing. It's not in the outcome. It's in the doing of it. I look forward to it. But there you go, my lovelies. Those are your messages. I love you guys very much. Hope you let me know how you get on with this. That's all for now. Goodbye.